Go to phoenixfm.com and listen to online guest interviews. Check the events for your area and listen to great radio online.
Drive on Phoenix FM, brought to you in association with St. Francis Hospice, doing more than you think.
We are, and on the phone right now is Chef Alex from Vegetarian for Life. Hello, Chef Alex.
Hello, Ian. How are you?
Oh, I'm hunky-dory, my friend. Really am. I'm good. Very good. And what about you? Are you where are you cooking from at the moment?
Well, I'm cooking from home. My sort of official role is roving chef. So what I do is I visit care homes. Well, not anymore.
I know that feeling.
And deliver training to chefs, and I cook at community centres and things like that. But at the moment, as with all the staff from Vegetarian for Life, we're working from home, so we're moving on to different sorts of technologies to sort of keep the work going that we do. So yes, I'm at home, not far down the road from you guys, in Sale, so not that far away.
Oh, lovely. In Sale?
Yes.
Sale as in Manchester?
Yes.
And we're in Essex.
Sorry. My apologies.
It's a bit of a long walk, Alex.
It is, yeah. Well, I'm... Fair enough.
Oh, I love it up north. I've been there several times and had great experiences up north. The people up there are so lovely.
Oh, they're the friendliest in the world.
They are. So let's talk a little bit about this this self-isolation survival guide that you've brought out of Vegetarians for Life.
That's right. So obviously everyone's changing their behaviour at the moment, and you know, the shops are restocking a little bit, depends on where you are, but you know, getting out to the shops can be difficult. There's sort of queues to get in and so on and so forth. But if you're self-isolating and you can't get to the shops and you're asking someone to do the shopping for you, this just gives a bit of support to those people that are doing the shopping, but also for those people that are having to self-isolate. So if you're, you know, being given a task to shop for an older vegetarian or vegan, and that's what we're sort of here to support, is older vegetarian, so that's sort of 50 plus.
Right.
But there's lots of information for everybody else, but it's that sort of area.
Alex, I'm 53. Coming up for 54,
right. And you're a young man.
I don't feel old at all.
No. Well, I'm also in that group, and I don't feel old either.
We don't upset the 50 pluses.
No, of course not. Of course not. Absolutely. But in the guide, getting back to the guide, we have lots of information. So if you were going to go to the supermarket and you weren't vegetarian or you weren't vegan, you might think, well, where do I start? What sort of things do the vegetarians have? What do they eat? So very, very briefly, a vegetarian doesn't eat meat or fish, but they'll have eggs and milk. But a vegan will exclude all of those things. So it's no meat or fish, and also no eggs or milk, but they also will have honey in their diet. So when you're shopping, the trick is to, you know, look on the back of the packet. It's much easier these days. You can see the sort of clear labelling of this is vegan and that's vegetarian. So it does make it a lot easier.
There's a lot more products on the shelf now for vegans, though.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. I mean, this is quite an interesting turn of event in the past 6 months or so, or year, that the interest in vegan food has really increased. And I think that's really good for lots of reasons. But for vegans and vegetarians, it's great because more places are offering, you know, greater range of options. So from ready meals to your local pub when they reopen, to cafes and supermarkets. So it's real interest in vegan food, which I think as a vegetarian myself, I think that's brilliant.
But as a vegetarian yourself,
do
you find it a lot easier though to go into a supermarket and buy things? You must do.
Well, it is easy. I've been doing this for 30 years, so I kind of know what to buy, and I'm a chef, so I know how to cook.
You were 10 years a vegan as well?
I was 10 years a vegan at the start, and now I'm vegetarian. I've been vegetarian for the past 20 years.
Right.
So, you know, it's sort of part of who I am, and I know what to buy, and I know how to cook, and la, 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 la. But for vegans now, it's so much easier because there's this, you know, you don't need to ask. People generally know what a vegan is, so yeah. Chefs will produce some nice food in restaurants, and even desserts as well, which is fantastic, because that was always the kind of, you know, fruit salad for pudding, and it's like, oh, can I have something else? You know, just like a little piece of cake or something, you know. So that's that has made it a lot easier.
And there's also mayonnaise now for vegans. One of the biggest mayonnaise production companies are now making vegan mayonnaise as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's funny because these products have been around for many, many, many years, but produced by small, companies as a specialist. But now the bigger ones, there's a popular pie shop. I think you know the one I mean.
Yeah.
And they do some vegan sausage rolls and sort of like steak slice things.
I've had one. I've had one of those sausage rolls. They're very nice.
They're very nice. They are. They are.
I don't eat pork, so I don't go in and eat a pork sausage roll. But I'm quite happy to go and have one of them vegan ones. They're very nice.
Yeah, very tasty. Very tasty indeed.
Yeah. So this survival guide.
Yep.
And can anybody get hold of this?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. So what I'd recommend is to, if you're either at home, most people are at home, but if you're shopping for someone who's older, or if you're going to the shop yourself, it's got lots of tips on there. If you are self-isolating, so we've got information about nutrition. We've got recipes on there.
Who put these recipes together? You and your team?
Well, the recipes have been around for quite a while, and we're adding new things all together. Because obviously, you know, with this virus, you know, the world is sort of turned upside down.
Oh, of course.
And you know, new things are happening all the time. So if you look on our website at the news section, that's where we're putting all the new things. We've also got a scheme called Meals to Your Door. So it's companies that will deliver hot or cold meals to your door.
Right.
Now, obviously, if things change very quickly, so we're trying to keep this list as current as we can. But you know, one or two might not be able to fulfil the, you know, as they have been in the past.
Yes. So this people want this. Where do they go? They can phone you, can't they?
Yeah, they can phone, but what I would say the easiest way is just to pop on the internet and type in vegetarian for life, and our website will come up, and then from there you can see all the resources, and obviously it's free to download.
Yeah.
And the latest guide is called the Self-Isolation Survival Guide, but there's lots of other stuff on the site as well, on shopping and information about care homes and all sorts of things. So it's absolutely worth a visit for everyone, whether you're over 50 or not.
I know. I used, because that was going to be my next question. It's not really just exclusive for the over 50s. If you're self-isolating, you're a vegetarian, you're a vegan, you're sending someone out because you're self-isolating and you're 30 years old and vulnerable, you can still use this
absolutely
guide.
Absolutely. I mean, it's, you know, the more information, the more support that people can get, the better. And so if you are just doing any shopping at all, even if you're not vegetarian or vegan, or you're looking after someone, you know, have a look at it, and it might provide you with some tips for shopping and things that you might want to hadn't quite thought about. But obviously, if you can speak to the person that you're shopping for, then they can tell you exactly what they want.
Well, of course, that would be the first thing, really.
That's first point of all, but it's not always possible. So,
So for example, you're a charity itself. We've got a local charity called the Brentwood Residents Action Group.
Right.
And they are going out and they're doing exactly what you've just said. They're getting a list of shopping, a basic list. It's spend up to a tenner. So if a vulnerable person needs some bits and pieces to get them by, or they've really run short of, perhaps this charity would benefit from reading this survival guide.
Absolutely.
If they've got to pick anything up for vegetarians or vegans.
Absolutely. I mean, anyone that's doing any shopping, so whether that would be you know, just shopping for your family, or if you were a charity, or if you were organising food banks and food distribution, you know, have a look, because, you know, it, it might just give you a little insight to something that you'd not quite thought about when you're shopping for you know, for a vegetarian or a vegan or anyone really, you know.
Yeah, I know. I've got that. It's a great thing what you're doing, and I know where you're coming from with the care homes, because I sing in care homes. I go around.
Do
those little hour slots in a care home, and that's just gone.
Well, that's right. You know, we provide training for chefs in care homes, and we do talks to staff in care homes, but all that stopped. So we're trying to get as much as we can, you know, as much support as we can through, you know, through the website. I'm doing a live cookery demonstration on Facebook next Friday, so I've had to learn how to use a little camera at home. So it's, you know, yeah, it's a steep learning curve, but you know, we're going to be different people at the end of this, I'm sure.
Oh yeah. You might even have your own show by next
year.
On the food network. You never know your luck. That would be quite good. Now it's Easter weekend.
Yes.
And traditionally, Easter weekend, everybody has a lamb roast.
Yeah.
Now, you get the family around. There's one member of the family that always ends up with a nut roast because they're vegetarian, and that's what the people in the house think that a vegetarian eats. What would you be cooking as a vegetarian for Easter Sunday lunch?
Well, it's funny because it is a stereotype these days that, you know, vegetarians at Christmas and Easter might have a nut roast. But I actually am a big fan of nut roast. And I actually like lentils as well. You know, it's just like, you know, okay, there are a few stereotypes that do ring true.
Yeah.
But the thing about, I'm going to celebrate nut roast for a moment. The thing about a nut roast is you can make them so easily at home. You don't need to buy them. You know, if you've got a food processor, it makes it a little bit easier. And you can put all sorts of things in there and get nice flavours with, you know, you can get a bit of chilli in there, or you can get some garam masala, you know, North African spices in there. Lovely. Maybe if you're dairy, a little bit of cheese in there, you know, a bit of blue cheese in there, lovely, or not if you're vegan. But you know, it's great cold. It's got a good substance to it. There's lots of protein in there, and so I would still say go for a nut roast. But if you weren't going for that,
give me an alternative. I mean, I've just thought. What about a vegetarian tagine?
Yeah, absolutely. With the shops may be a little bit sparse. Depends on where you are. But if you can get hold of something like an aubergine, you can slice the aubergine up and roast it in spices, and then really coat it in something quite spicy.
Right.
It's like a really, you know, hot chili sauce. And also, if you were to get chickpeas and tomatoes and onions and cook those off, so you've got a nice sweet sauce, and then with the couscous at the bottom, you can put some fruit in there, and then just stack it up as a tagine, and slice some onions and fry those off, and then sprinkle those down the sides with maybe some fresh coriander on the top, a bit of lemon juice. Everyone's going to enjoy it. Maybe serve that with some flatbreads, you know, glass of beer, glass of wine. Lovely.
I'm salivating here, and I'm a carnivore, and I'm salivating.
But you know, the choices these days are fantastic. You know, television cookery programs, they're on all the time, but there's so much interest in vegetarian and vegan food. Jamie Oliver had a series out, I think it might have finished now, when he's cooking vegetarian food. It's fantastic. It's accessible. It's cheap. You know, it's one-pot cooking.
Yep.
Really, really good. If you can get hold of some pastry, I mean, making pastry is easy, but, you know, it's even easier just to buy it from the shops. Then you've got the basis for some sweet pies, so you could do like an apple pie or a pear pie, or even rhubarb if you fancy that, or you know, do a sort of mushroom and you know, different sorts of sauces under there. Really, you know, just go for it. So it's got a nice bit of substance. So as an alternative to a tagine or a nut roast, maybe a nice pie, something that's got, you know, something that's going to stick to your ribs a bit.
Yeah, that's just exactly what you want. Well, thanks for that. I really appreciate it. So just
no
before
problem.
I let you go,
yeah.
Give us the the website address. Have you got a Facebook page as well?
Yes, we do. Right. Yes,
tell
we
us
do.
What tell us what that is then.
Right, I'm gonna just point you to the website, because from the website you'll get everything from there. So
okay.
If you just type in Vegetarian for Life, we'll come up, and then from there you've got all the links to everything that we do on there. So it's a one port of call, and there you can go. You can find the website. Sorry, you find the Facebook page and everything else that we do. So I'd just say, go straight to the our website and
lovely.
you'll get everything from there. So just Vegetarian for Life, and you'll find it all.
That's brilliant. Well, thanks for coming on and having a chat. That has been
absolutely
informative.
It's been, thank you.
Been brilliant. Thank you, and have a wonderful Easter. And
stay
stay
as
safe.
My old. Take care then.
No, well, as your old what?
As I was going to say, as my old English teacher once said, may all your chocolate eggs be filled with Glenfiddich.
Oh, don't tempt me. That's sounds nice. Well, anyway, stay safe, be well, and we'll talk again sometime. That'd be nice
once
all this madness is over.
Yes, let's hope very soon.
And as you're only around the corner, you could pop in.
It's been a long day. It really has. It's been a long day.
Oh, keep well. Ta-ta.
And you. Take care. Bye-bye.
Across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM.